providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics. It's really not called KER Politics anymore, and I'm going to be saying that probably for the next few weeks. Now we're calling it KER Politics and Investments. Have Rick Rule on the right line with me right now. Rick has graciously agreed to be on the show on a weekly basis whenever he is available. So we're going to be talking theoretically about gold. We're going to be talking about companies, and we're going to be talking about the correct way to invest so you can minimize any losses that may occur. Rick, I really kind of want to start talking here about my perception of gold, because there was a time when I was the biggest gold bug in history. Not as successful as you back in those days, probably not as big as you, but I want to say this, that I had some very, very strong thoughts about the impact that various external factors had on the price of gold. I would like to, at least recently, I'd like to voice my opinions to you, and then if you could give me perhaps some insight into why it didn't work at the time. The first thing that I thought was really important was political issues. I guess I would have to call that international issues. I always felt that when international issues got to a point where people really got concerned about what was going on, that they would hedge their bets by purchasing gold, because gold is accepted among society as the asset of last resort. Well, things are pretty scary right now. I want to talk about one of those and then another one. I want to talk first about the Middle East, and then I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with China and even possibly Russia. But in terms of the Middle East, it is a huge powder keg. There are a myriad of events occurring over there that I think could develop into a very, very serious situation, serious and dramatic situation between the free world and parts of the Middle East. And I'm talking right now, obviously, about potential actions of Iran. We don't know what's going to happen there, but I can guarantee that something will. Why isn't the Iranian situation impacting the price of gold more than it appears to be right now?
I think a study of the gold price going back 40 years suggests that the most important factor with regards to the gold price is people's expectation of the real purchasing power of their savings. Certainly, people use other events that they're fearful about as an excuse to buy or sell gold. But a review of the price action on the material, and particularly a review of the price action on the material country by country, suggests that domestic savers are concerned about the ongoing purchasing power in their own currencies. They are, on a global basis, particularly concerned about the ongoing purchasing power of the world's reserve currency, which is the U.S. dollar. So during points in time when the United States is perceived as having a negative real interest rate, money flows out of treasury securities and into gold. My own, and I'm not either a historian or an economist, but my own leads me to believe that many of the things that people suggest are important to the gold price, in particular domestic and international politics, are much less important. There can be localized buying of gold as a consequence of people feeling that they may have to flee their host environment, and knowing that there's no way to get wealth out because their currencies are blocked, they need gold. But in terms of global financial flows, I believe once again that the primary determinant is belief or lack of belief in the purchasing power of fiat currencies.
We have a situation coming up right now, and I'm going to have to lean a little bit on a book I'm reading. But I want to say that in my book club, we're reading, thanks to Al Cornyn's advice, a book about the real dangers of mainland China. Now, most people feel that perhaps mainland China is really not a problem because the federal government, through Donald Trump and everybody else, assures everybody that it's not a problem. But this particular book stresses the fact that it actually could very well be a major problem. And my thought about that is, having had a fair amount of experience with the Chinese people as a director of a bank where I was the only Caucasian, really in any position of, I'll use the word loosely here, authority, it was, I understand the Chinese mentality. Also, my parents grew up in China, and I understand the Chinese mentality probably, I understand it probably better than anybody else. The name of the book, for what it's worth, and you can buy this book, and I have not interviewed the author, but I have to say, I think it's a fascinating book. It's entitled Deceiving the Sky, and it really, the author really points out the fact that China has not been considered to be a possible enemy to be dealt with. Now, I don't want your opinions on that. I do, but I know what the policy I have to believe probably is. You don't want to talk politics. But the fact of the matter is, China could be a huge, huge bull in the China shop of international affairs in the relatively near future. And the author of this book maintains that it very definitely is. So I guess what I'm saying in this roundabout blather, and it's not blather, and what I'm trying to say here is that if, in fact, China does become a major problem in international affairs, do you think that could be an ignition of a huge bull market in gold?
I do not.
Okay.
I believe that China will be a huge factor in the gold price, because I believe that China's internal economic policies are unsustainable, and I believe that Chinese people will continue to abandon the yuan in favor of gold, but for the reasons that we talked about earlier, because the interest rates paid on savings deposits in yuan are not sufficient to compensate people for the risk that they run in holding yuan. So I believe that China will be important in terms of the gold price, but I suspect not as a consequence of geopolitical reasons.
Simply because of the interest rates that savers in China can look for right now just aren't high enough to make it worth the risk of actually putting their capital into a savings function like that. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. I mean, the Chinese diaspora in particular, but Chinese citizenry more and more, are world famous for savings, for productivity, for education.
You bet.
The domestic savings rate in China is fantastic. And as the Chinese citizenry learn more about the unsustainability of domestic internal economic problems, the endemic corruption, the opacity of their banking sector, more and more individual Chinese are turning to gold as a savings instrument. And the central government in China, ironically, is maybe not ironically, but they're liberalizing gold ownership and, in fact, are allowing people more and more access to savings products in the form of gold. So I think that China will be an important part in the gold market going forward.
I got to cut you off just for a second. Yep. Take a real quick commercial break. Going to be right back with Rick Rule. Stick around.